Part 3. How to deal with depression and anger. A. Keywords. Depression. Drugs. Psychotherapy. Public education.
Vocabulary. Moderate.
Listen to a talk about how to treat depression. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear.
When most people are sad, they know the feeling is only temporary. But there are large numbers of people who stay sad for a long time. These people suffer from the common mental sickness known as depression. Depression can affect anyone. Researchers say 1 out of 10 persons in the world has the chance of developing a major depression at some time. About 80% of depressed patients can be helped with one of several drugs
that
have all been found effective in treating depression. Doctors say, however, the drugs must be used very carefully.
Depression also can be treated without drugs. Some doctors say that moderate activity 4 or 5 times a week can help treat minor depression. For example, running or walking rapidly for 30 minutes 4 times a week can improve mental as well as physical health. The traditional treatment for depression, known as psychotherapy, calls for depressed people to spend an hour or more each week talking about their condition with doctors trained to treat mental problems. Discussion is supposed to help depressed people discover new ways of thinking and dealing with problems. Public education is needed to help people better understand depression.
B. Keywords. Anger.
Vocabulary. Tether. Suppress. Manifest. Surly. Cleanse. Vent. Ebb away. Dump. Uptight. Punch.
B1. You are going to hear 2 speakers talking about dealing with anger. Fill in the blanks with keywords.
Speaker 1.
I very rarely get angry. I have quite a long tether when it comes to anger, which doesn't mean I really don't believe I'm suppressing any anger at all, but it manifests itself in a very sarcastic way with me. Like if, for example, I'm buying a railway ticket or something, and the guy behind the counter is very surly and refuses to treat me like a human being, I won't get angry with him, but I'll get very sarcastic with him and try and make very, very clever remarks.
Oh,
like,
one of those.
That for me serves its purpose. I do feel I feel very cleansed after a situation like that. I do sometimes, if it's absolutely necessary, I do get very angry if I'm taken that far. But I certainly don't suppress any anger.
Speaker 2.
Well, my anger is tied up with my sleepless nights. I mean, if I do not sleep well, I wake up in the morning, I am angry. I use any excuse to vent my anger on anybody. If I sleep well, then everything's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm a joyous, warm, loving person. Sleepless night, I'm full of anger, and my anger does not ebb away unless I use a thing or somebody to vent it upon. as weak as that may sound, that's how I work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a terrible sort of admission to make to everybody here. If I'm looking for excuses for having woken up in a particularly bad way. So, in a way, anger is something that I have to get out. I do not carry it around like weeping and like crying. I believe in dumping it.
B2. Now listen to a conversation talking about ways to deal with anger. Write down the key points in the chart below.
Apparently, in I don't know if this is true, but in Japan, if factory workers get a bit uptight or angry, they can go out into the gym or something, which is usually attached to the factory, and there are punch bags there with pictures of their boss. and they can go on, and they can spend 20 minutes punching hell out of this punch bag with a picture of their boss.
All right.
And they go back to work and they feel great. So.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Wow, that brings us on to laughing.
Yeah.
That made me laugh.
That's one way of dealing with anger as well, yeah. I suppose, if you can actually remove yourself from the situation and just laugh at it. I think laughter is again one of the most wonderful releases, and I think that it's actually been proved that, you know, the chemical that is released when you laugh is life enhancing and life elongating too. Yes. You know, and it promotes a healthier being.
And it heals wounds.
It does.